This is the Wintrust Business Lunch. This is WGN Radio. Hey, there's Tom Fortino. We haven't visited in a while. Tom, how are you?
It has been a while. I'm doing very well, John. How are you doing today?
Good. I hear Tom's Sunday show. Do you? He's the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group and the host of the Alpha Wealth Hour. Sundays, 7 a.m. here on WGN Radio. Start your Sunday. Flip on the radio. There's that friendly voice with lots of insight. September, Bob Surratt was talking this morning, Tom, is actually a pretty bad month for the markets typically, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, historically, September is the worst month of the year. But, you know, as we always talk about, last year it was negative, 2024, 2023 it was negative, down about 1% to 2%. But then again, we look at the big picture, which is 2023, the market was up 25%. 2024, the market was up 26%. So we may be seeing some volatility, but, you know, it's the long term that matters.
The last 2 years, we were up almost 25% year over year?
In the S&P, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I know things have been going well, but I didn't know that well, particularly since we've weathered a couple of storms, including Liberty Day, where the market crashed and then bounced back. We're past those lows that day.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, Tom? Are we in for a correction? It's going to come someday.
Yeah, you can't predict that day, but certainly it's going to happen. Could this be a little bit of a pullback? I mean, you've just seen this market continue to move higher and higher. A lot of things have been thrown at it, and I think we had this discussion last time we talked, the resiliency of this market. And so it doesn't, you know, things still look pretty good when we talk about earnings, when we talk about, you know, how this market has performed. Now, of course, this week is going to be interesting because we have the jobs report on Friday. That's a big one. Jolts are tomorrow. So, but again, and then of course the Fed. So there's been some, there's still a positive overall with the economy. And so still, I think, those are positive, signs for the market through not just for September, longer term.
Tom, is that jobs report, the one that the administration disputed the last time they came out with the correction?
Well, there's been a number of corrections. I mean, there was a 3 month correction. If you remember prior to that, that 800,000 to a million job correction prior to that during the Biden administration.
Yep.
Yes, it's the same jobs report. So this month, I'm sorry, it's the first Friday of every month is when the job reports comes out. So of course, September, whatever that'll be, the 4th or the 5th, they're going to have the jobs report for August. And so, you know, they're anticipating, I think, 75,000 or so. And so we'll see what those numbers look like, because the Fed has kind of been leaning more towards, if you heard the rhetoric from Jay Powell or Jerome Powell, he's been, well, we're going to focus on the jobs now, right? He's kind of gone off. And so that's part of their mandate. And so we're going to see what happens as of this week.
So they'll come up with this preliminary number for August on Friday, but mm-hmm. that will be corrected later in the month. I thought that the administration was threatening to release it quarterly rather than monthly, but evidently we're going to get another jobs report.
We are going to get into this jobs report. And, you know, there's revisions, just like GDP came out, I think last week it was 3.3. There's actually GDP comes out with the preliminary report, and there's two corrections month after month. So there's one correction, I shouldn't say correction, potential adjustment, and then the next month we're going to see another GDP for the second quarter, and then we start into the third. So these revisions are not uncommon. It's just the magnitude of the revisions when you're talking about hundreds of thousands over a period of months. That's tough because, you know, we hang our hat on the jobs report, one of the most important reports. It's a market mover.
Well, it was a tenfold reduction last time, which was, if not unprecedented, it was shocking and it was angering. So I wonder if we have a less than satisfactory report now or correction in a few weeks, if we're going to get a new person to run that department.
Well, that's the goal right now. The BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, where they're looking to replace that person. Because the responses, and I'm sure you've had discussions on this, the response rate from the employers has been, I think, I don't know if it's been 40%. It's certainly been under 50%. Mm. And so you're getting these very low response rates, and then, you know, it's the garbage in, garbage out. You're just not getting solid numbers, and that's not a good thing.
Do you think the Fed's going to reduce it a quarter point?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do think it's going to be a quarter. Some are hoping for a half, but it's a start.
And are you worried, like maybe you're intimating, more about jobs than inflation then?
Well, I was saying, you know, Jerome Powell was saying that, you know, because there's the Fed has a dual mandate. That's what they claim, the max employment and stable prices. And then, you know, how the tariffs and the inflation has been a discussion. He's kind of come off of that to say, okay, we're going to kind of table that for now, but we're going to focus more on the jobs. So that was a sign that it's a little more dovish. And because jobs have been a little softer, yeah, we're going to see a rate cut come September.
Markets have been holding strong. What's holding it up? You know, I'm not complaining, but I'm just wondering where the strength is. Is it just the tech stocks or is it small caps? What's happening there?
Well, actually, the tech stocks have had a pullback. I mean, you look at the NASDAQ today, which as a 50% tech is in that index. So that's more tech heavy. That's pulled back quite a bit. You've seen things like, you know, Microsoft's back under 500. You've seen Nvidia back down to 170 from 182 in the 160s. But what we've seen, what's interesting, and this is the argument you mentioned, small caps, John. We've seen small caps outperform, and these are these things that we've been saying. Okay, are these going to help? We start to see these things that have languished for years. This is a good sign. You can look at there's an equal weighted index, as you know, the S&P. 30% or more of the index is the Mag 7. So 7 out of 500 stocks control a big part. Well, there's an equal-weighted S&P. That's outperformed over the past month, too. So we're seeing it being more broad-based, right? And those are good signs.
Tom Fortino is the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group. He's the host of our Alpha Wealth Hour. Sunday mornings, click on the radio or your phone or however it is you listen to us, maybe on your smart speaker. Say, turn WGN Radio on, and you'll get more friendly, smart advice from Tom. Okay, Tom, we'll visit again soon. Thanks for your insight today.
All right, thanks, John.